6:25, Wake Up Kenosha, Bill and Pete, as we get ready to jump on board.
Fire truck, I want to ride on a fire truck.
Kenosha Fire Prevention fire and Safety, truck. Guy Santelli with us. Guy, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, I'm cold. First of all, it's very chilly out this morning.
It's early winter, I guess.
Same as
last October, if we remember correctly.
Yeah, we had. That was not so pleasant. Well, here we are, final week of October, Guy, and we're getting to Halloween. And of course, this year Halloween is the day where we fall back before we go to bed on Saturday night. And that's kind of a milestone thing because it's a good chance not only to adjust all the clocks in the house and the one in your car that's probably been sitting there, but to check smoke alarms and do all those things that you should be doing when we do this, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, well, first of all my clocks will have the right time on them now. So.
That's good.
We need to remember to change our batteries with our smoke alarms. It's been a promotion and a good reminder for the last how many years. Now that there's becoming newer types of smoke alarms, some of the batteries don't need to be changed because some of them have 10-year lithium, but that's a very, very small minority.
Yeah.
So we still need to be diligent, even if you have a hardwired system in your house, which means that those smoke alarms are connected to the electricity, connected to the 110 in your house. You still need to switch out those batteries because if there is a fire in the middle of the night and maybe you lose power in the middle of the night, that battery backup is going to still sound that alarm. So we need to not only change them if they're only battery powered, but we need to change them if they're 110 volt powered also. And if you can't find a battery or it won't twist off of the ceiling, that means that you have a 10-year lithium battery and it's a sealed unit and you won't have to change the battery in that.
And I'm sure, Guy, a lot of people just need to switch out their smoke alarms because they've been up there forever and they never bothered to even change it. A good time to do that as well.
Yeah, it's a good time to do that as well. There is a born-on date on the back of every smoke alarm. So if you twist it off the ceiling or the wall and it's over 10 years old, I would recommend getting a new one because it's getting full of dust and other particles that are in the air, and it could make it so it doesn't work properly. So I get phone calls probably 5-6 times a week. My smoke alarm's beeping. Well, it's one of two things. It's either a bad battery or it's beyond its lifespan, and it's telling you to do something. You know, so those are the big things that you want to keep in mind, and you want to make sure that you swap those out if necessary.
Do that this weekend while you've got the chance, and you've got the extra hour, right?
Yeah, you've got the extra hour this weekend.
Take advantage.
And try to do that.
Oh, Guy Santelli, Kenosha Fire Prevention and Safety. Hey, Guy, if folks have questions, they can always get a hold of you guys.
Yeah, they can always get a hold of us either at the office, 262-653-4110, or you can always go to our website at kenosha.org, click on the fire department, then click on fire prevention. There's a whole bunch of information on the fire prevention place, plus some activities for the kids.
Oh, wonderful. Guy Santelli, thank you so much. You have a great week, all right? 6:30, it's news from CBS.